Welcome to We Are the Watchers.
This is episode 454, top of the day to you, Steph.
Top of the day to you.
Water.
Yep.
In glasses.
Well, getting on my hands.
Under eye bag. What do you call them?
It's an eye mask. I've got a gold eye mask
gold
on.
Gold eye masker, askers. And the last of, I've got two little Easter eggs left, but this is the last of the Easter eggs.
And I'm going to eat it. Do I have to share it with you?
Oh, I'll have like a little bit. That's fine.
If she's lucky.
If I'm lucky. We went to the movies this week.
Yeah,
lots
we
of fun.
Did.
We went together. We watched a movie. It was kind of like half spur of the moment, which is very much not like us. We actually bought the tickets as we were driving in the car. Anyway, long story. I'll tell you the rest of it later during the watching suggestions. You like Isla Fisher, right?
Love her.
You're an expert on her, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Quiz will be about her. And now it's time for you to start opening the Easter egg and for me to say it's time to get into the
news.
For a visual representation of this audio, check out the Watchers podcast on Instagram.
There we go.
Oh.
Good smell, isn't it?
Sniffing an Easter egg is my favourite thing to sniff. Does that sound really bad?
No, there's something about it.
If they could do that in a perfume.
You'd wear chocolate.
Imagine. No, but an Easter egg has a different smell to it, just like a block of chocolate. Imagine getting into your car and that's the air freshener.
Oh, that'd be all right.
Yeah. Oh, delicious. And when your car's hot, you've got hot chocolate.
Really fun. You're the one that showed me this story. It is Lisa McGee, the one who created Derry Girls and How to Get to Heaven from Belfast, has got a new series coming to Netflix called Jig.
Yes, it's Irish dancing.
And mockumentary style.
I am so on board.
I'm going to watch every single second of it. Do you want to?
I'm already laughing.
But I'm going to read the one sentence. It's high stakes world of competitive Irish dancing.
Yes, it is.
It's got kind of, I don't know, without knowing anything about it, but a little bit of like strictly ballroom about it. Strictly ballroom.
So I know because apparently I got this on my Instagram.
Oh, really?
But Emma Watkins, who was the Emma Wiggle, Yellow Wiggle, she did Irish dancing in the Wiggles. She just won like state champion in an Irish dancing competition.
Really?
So I really think they should get her as a character because
oh,
she
be
could
incredible.
Act and jig.
She's got curly red hair.
Yeah.
Do people in Ireland have that or is that more of a Scottish thing? You could have that.
I'm sure anybody could have curly red hair if they wanted
to. If they really want it, it could be theirs. Six episodes, won't be filming till next year, so we've got a little bit of time to wait for that.
Time to get Emma on board.
Yeah, exactly. Organise her visa, which shouldn't be that difficult.
Totally fine.
It'll be fine. This is an interesting one. Days of Thunder 2. Do you remember that movie?
Yeah, Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise.
Would you have seen that? I didn't.
I'd probably doubt it.
Yeah. I find it very hard.
Was it Race Car?
Yes, we would have seen it. He's back again, but with Anne Hathaway, who's having a bit of a resurgence.
She is, my goodness, having her moment. 2026 is her year.
I think it's more than before, right? She had like Princess Diaries and Devil Wears Prada, that kind of thing. But she was never, and a bit of Les Mis, but she was never like, oh, I mean, obviously this is my thought. She was never like, oh, Anne Hathaway, wow.
I feel like she's had something crazy like 8 movies this year come out.
That's incredible.
I mean, even if it's 5, that's still massive.
And now she's going to be in a Tom Cruise movie.
She is.
This
pretty
one's not
talented.
Coming out till June 2028, so I think they've literally just put them in front of a race car, a NASCAR, and had their photograph taken, and that's as far as they've gotten.
Well, she's pregnant, so she'll,
oh, is she?
She'll have a little bit of time off
for
the moment.
Okay, right. She'll have a little a little moment.
A little bit busy.
They're going to film it for IMAX. Of course, it will be available for other movie theatres as well, but
I could imagine that being really fun for IMAX if you were a race car enthusiast.
You would love it. It's like people who are big fans of the world Avatar.
Yeah.
I can go and say that.
Do you know what I'd say on the widescreen?
Can I guess?
Yep.
Can I have a couple of dumb guesses and then whilst I think about the real guess?
I mean, I'd stick with your dumb guess. But
you would like to see Greece.
Okay. Wasn't my guess. Go dumber.
Okay.
Think about what we've been talking about.
You would like to see Irish jigging on the ice. Yes. River dance. That guy. Imagine. With the mullet.
I would just watch the competition. I mean, Michael Flatley. Michael I feel Flatley. Like I don't care about him. But imagine seeing those shoes, the size of a building, close up on them having a little jumpy jig.
I mean, this is what
I wish I knew the names of some of the moves.
They have to cater to everyone. Can't just be the big Hollywood blockbusters, not just your Odysseys, your Avatars, your Tom Cruise racing car one. This is the kind of thing that you're going to get the rest of the people in for.
The best one I saw ever was Hubble 3D.
That would be good.
I think it was 3D. Yeah, it had to be 3D because at one stage the stars were coming out at you that it felt like you could really reach good. And grab the stars. How cool is that?
I really like that.
Maybe I like documentary IMAXs.
Do you know what I would like to watch now that I'm into it all of a sudden? I would like to watch hand dancing. Glomatos is a guy on TikTok who just dances with his hands. But sometimes you get carried away with him watching his face, which is obviously thinking about what he's doing with his hands, and I can't stop it. But if you got that on the IMAX.
Do you know who'd be good at that?
Who?
Emma Watkins.
She would.
She's like an expert in Auslan.
Yes. Okay.
I mean, she's all over it. She could do both. She could do feet and hands.
Feet and hands.
It's Emma Watkins, IMAX.
In Days of Thunder 2.
Oh.
No?
Nah.
Okay, just my.
Just her.
Yeah, okay, we just got
we
that.
All love her.
We love her.
That'd be sold out.
I would watch. Hey, speaking of watching, lots of people watched that Netflix special preview of the GTA 6. And then other people watched reaction videos on YouTube, which is what I did. I watched Min Max do it because I was like, I'm just.
Like reaction, somebody reacting to
it. Yeah, being like,
what was
oh,
the general
this is
reaction? This?
They were like, oh, this looks incredible. Cool. Or hang on a second, was that a mini game?
Oh.
Are you going to be able to play that?
Like what? Tell me
okay,
what.
Okay, so Game Informer had a bit of a look at the things that they believe are in-game games.
Okay.
I kind of feel like.
But it's all speculation. Nobody knows.
Highly likely, though, based on the photographs. Okay. Sorry, the shots from in-game.
I do like a little bit of speculation.
So let's have a look. Racing, obviously. Car racing, Days of Thunder 2 stuff, right? That makes sense.
Oh, you're Lightning McQueen.
Oh, Lightning McQueen. Kayaking through.
Kayaking.
That would be so nice through all, like, the little canals and stuff.
Well, better than, like, trying to swim across, you know, Hudson River or
and
something.
And then dying because you ran out of.
Energy.
Weightlifting, which is, I feel like what you did in GTA San Andreas anyway.
Or that's going to the gym.
Oh, you're just going to the gym. See, if you play 2 hours of going to the gym, you should just go to the gym yourself, right?
Well, at least like divvy it up. Go to the gym for half an hour and play for an hour and a half.
The strip club, obviously, they've got that in all GTAs.
Yeah, because people love their naked animated people.
Pixels. Shooting range.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a couple of missions, try and get it. Yeah, if you can get it in the fastest time possible, you can get a trophy.
Okay.
Base jumping and parachuting, we would so do that.
Do you know what they should have? Parkour.
Oh, parkour. Like in.
I'm just going to jump. Like bit Spidey.
Right. Yeah, Spidey. Backyard wrestling. I won't do it, but it looks funny, right?
Yeah.
Dingy house, backyard, old mattress.
You know what they should have then? You rock up at a kid's party. Go and play party games.
That's a really good.
Pass the parcel.
Pin
the tail on the donkey.
Meaty hunt.
Donuts hanging from a string on the clothesline.
That would be fun. Off-road racing. I feel they had that in another one as well, didn't they? You can watch TV. So you know how they've always got radio stations that are like parody radio stations? TV.
Okay, so that fits on your thing. It's like at some stage, if you're going to watch TV on a TV.
Just.
Watch TV.
Just watch TV. Play basketball out the front of your house. You know, just have like the basketball hoop thing. This one looks good. Scuba diving.
Fun.
I would.
Oh,
do
that's
that.
Treasure. You got to get Treasure at some
Oh yeah,
stage,
get Treasure.
Right? I forgot what
underwater
city
cave
is it?
Area.
Miami,
Florida. Yeah,
Florida.
Yeah. Air boating. So that,
What's
like,
air
in the swamps. You know that with
oh,
the
yeah,
big
yeah,
fan
yeah.
on the back. That mm-hmm. looks nice. Jet skiing, obviously, then if you've got one or the other. Good fun games. And fun. Surely there's pool. There's always pool.
Yeah, there's got to be pool and pizza delivery.
Yeah, I love pizza delivery. Good game. Have we spoken about three news stories?
Don't
I feel
know.
Like we
Doesn't
have.
Matter.
It's now time to yeah. get into the...
Oh, sorry. Watching suggestions. I was going to answer your previous question, but you talked over the top of me, so never mind.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
Okay. Do you want to talk about what we went to see?
Yeah. So we were a bit spontaneous. Spontaneous in that we had kind of spoken about going, not made any plans. And then it was like, if we get ready, we could leave in 45 minutes.
And we could go.
Let's do it. And when I said to you, you can book the tickets in the car, I think your world fell apart.
I was like, this
you
is like, too much. It's too
what?
Difficult.
What do you mean I can use technology mobile?
And I had a voucher, but the voucher had expired a couple of months ago.
That
I was so angry.
Sucks.
Anyway, I managed to somehow only buy one ticket, but it was like admit to, but it was a really cheap price. I was like, this looks dodgy. Yep. Anyway, from when we went there, and you were ordering the coffees. And the popcorn, and then I was like, can I just ask to the lady? I was like, this doesn't look right. And the look on her face was kind of like, I've seen this before.
Yeah.
And she's like, just don't worry about it.
Yeah, she was like, it was a mix between I'm not going to have the fight, so I'll just let you in.
Oh, you reckon she thought we were going to have a fight.
But I also think she was kind of like, well, you guys are nice because you asked to check. And we were reasonably going, is that like we weren't
Have
quite
we,
sure if we did
right,
it the right
yeah.
way or not. And she was like, oh, just go. And I think she might have been a manager.
Yeah, I think she was too. Also, there was no option for me to add two. You know how you've got the up and down one or two or none? I couldn't.
You could
I couldn't,
only buy one
Yeah,
ticket.
I could only buy one, which is really weird. Anyway, we went to see the new movie called Spa Weekend. The Spa Weekend or Spa Weekend?
Spa Weekend.
Spa Weekend, starring Isla Fisher, on our far ass, Leslie Mann, and another lady who we thought was really, really good.
Oh, my God. She was
amazing.
She
was so good. I've never seen her before. I don't think I have, at least. I feel like she was, in terms of like, sorry, just talking about actresses.
Yeah.
I think she was a lot younger than the others. I just got that.
Oh, yeah. Michelle Buteau.
I feel like she's younger.
She is born in 1977.
Oh, okay. Well,
from New Jersey.
So she's probably around their age then.
Potentially. Let's see how the old Leslie Mann, 1972.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. She looks really good
for
her age.
Isla Fisher is 76. Oh, so they're actually kind of all the same.
They're all the same age. Anna Faris.
Where is she? How is she not... Why is she so far down on
That's weird on IMDb. That doesn't make sense.
76 as well.
Okay. All right. So she's well, technically there she is the youngest.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Months. You're totally right. Yeah. I didn't look at the months. I just looked at the years.
Anyway, this is a story about a group of four women who grew up together, went to high school together, I believe, or at least lived in the neighborhood together.
You didn't get a lot of their backstory, nor did you need it.
I didn't need it.
You got one very quick scene of their friends.
Yeah, we're friends. That one's a bit bossy. She's a bit shouty. The other one's a bit naughty, and the other two exist.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And then you flash forward and they're catching up for coffee and they're like, oh, we should – oh, you got a little bit of a look of what some of them did or where their lives were at.
Yep.
But once again, really
Short.
Brief scene,
yeah.
not much. Catch up for coffee. They're like, we need to do something for your birthday. And she's like, ah, don't worry about it. They're like, let's have a weekend away at a spa place.
Yep.
And they're like, let's invite the random friend who played by Isla Fisher. And they're like, do we have to? She's weird. She does weird
she's
things.
Crazy.
She's crazy.
Embarrassing.
It's going to make it hard for everyone. Anyway, yes, they did invite her. And they end up at this elegant, looks expensive spa place.
Yeah, Super Swish Spa.
Hotel. And she shows up and she's just really loud and uncouth, which...
It would have been the most fun character to act.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And
she was having so much fun.
You could tell she was having so much fun.
The best time.
And the end credits were bloopers, which were just so fun. And it showed you their true personalities. You could see that Leslie Mann was soaking up everything Isla Fisher did and just trying.
She was the audience.
She was the audience. She tried really hard not to laugh all the time. And I thought, oh, good, they're having fun.
So it was a comedy, obviously, and it was a bit silly. It was exactly what you want it to be. If you've got a day off midweek and you want to go and do something spontaneously and enjoy a movie and go and watch this, have a bit of a laugh. Everybody else, there weren't that many people because it was like 10 o'clock in the morning. But everybody else was sort of there for the same reason as well. Like the audience, you could tell they were just like, let's just sit down and just laugh at something
just do
silly.
Something fun.
There's a golf buggy car chase.
It's not really a chase. Well, is it?
A little bit. And it was just a bit funny and everybody just had a bit of a
just
laugh.
Just lots of just really funny scenes and one-liners that had me cracking up. I noticed and spotted, I think this is my new magical power, that I can spot when something's filmed in Australia, and it was within minutes that I went, I think this is filmed in Australia.
It was even before you could see them driving down streets, because often if you drive, well, on almost every street that will have some sort of green tree, there will be a gum tree, eucalyptus tree.
Yeah. And the curbs, not only spelt differently, but they look different.
They had curb written on them.
they look different from an American curb. There were a lot of Aussie actors in there. Which was really cool to see.
And two people were allowed to be Australian.
They were allowed to be Australian.
The Isla Fisher character was Australian and the love interest of Leslie Mann was Australian. I'd never seen him before. You looked him up later and it looks like he's gone over to America and done a lot of TV stuff.
Yeah.
We haven't seen because I don't know why we've got no excuse. We've got no excuse. Leave us alone.
There's a lot of stuff to watch. It's like a library. You can't read everything.
Yeah. Far out. Honestly. Anyway, I thought it was fun.
I really enjoyed it.
Go and watch it with a couple of friends.
Yeah, it's a girlfriend.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And what was the other thing you watched this week?
I have been kind of chipping away at this one. Very, very different to Spa Weekend. But I have been watching the show Industry. Have you heard about that?
I have heard about it.
Now, it has won a lot of awards and been nominated for a lot of awards over the years. I think the first season was 2020.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so there's been
than I thought.
Yeah. It's set in London and it follows a bunch of young 20-year-olds who are beginning their careers in the industry of finance and economics and stockbroking and all of that stuff.
Money.
High pressure.
Money.
Make lots of it. Sell stocks, all of that sort of stuff. While it does follow the youngins, there are a lot of the more sort of senior people within the company who that you get a little bit of an insight in to. But mainly it's about the young people starting out in this industry and how tough it is. And you suddenly, I guess, being given these roles and a little bit of money and maybe the freedom away from university.
Are you also working 24/7?
They're working a lot, like really long hours, weird hours, because you have to go with the American stock market. So you might be working very, very strange hours. And it has a very dark side. And the show shows the dark side of, you know, drug use to try and keep up that the energy to maintain working within that field.
I guess kind of like the equivalent of cocaine in Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, absolutely. Also the misogyny within the companies. I have to say it is kind of a hard watch, but an interesting watch.
And one that's been on your radar for a while.
Well, I was interested as to why it was winning all of these awards and I hadn't really stepped into the world of it yet. I have zero clue what they're talking about half the time, especially when they're talking about the finance and sell at this and da-da-da. And I go, I don't even know what the words you're using mean, but I'll just follow along for these characters. Funnily enough, I have been listening to Lena Dunham's newest memoir called Fame Sick. And that is a whole nother story about, you know, the difficulties she's had in life, but she had come out of terrible, terrible illnesses and pain, dealt with illnesses, drug addiction, rehab, all of that, and sort of had really lost herself.
Is this post Girls?
This is post Girls. Okay. Oh, a lot of it's actually during Girls. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, you never know, but listening to it, you kind of go, oh, I remember that episode and you were suffering.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, I digress. She was coming out of, this foggy bubble that she was living in. And someone contacted her and said, oh, I've got this new show about these young 20-year-olds in London working in money. I need a really cool director, someone who's just going to give it a new edge. Can you recommend anybody? And she said that she sat on it for a while and thought about it and then wrote back and said, what about me? I could do it.
That's cool.
And she directed the first episode of the first season. And she said exactly what I just said to you. She had no clue what they were talking about, but she could get the real grittiness of the world. And she's a good director because she directed a lot of Girls, a lot of it.
Mm.
And this first episode, I feel like it was the direction that really gripped you, especially when you don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, that's right. And if she doesn't either, then she must be focusing on bits that would interest her and therefore
interest others.
Mm.
Yeah.
Interesting. Will you continue watching it?
Yeah, there's quite a few seasons, so I'll keep chipping away at it. It's a bit heavy to
So
binge.
It's not like 5 episodes a week kind of thing?
No.
Maybe 2 or 3?
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I've been watching something that you could definitely can binge and you can definitely get through, I'd say, 3 to 4 episodes an evening. I've been watching the latest season, 5 seasons, season 5 of Take 5 with Zan Rowe on ABC iView. Mm-hmm. Zan Rowe, of course, was on Triple J, Double J. Mm-hmm. I don't think she's on Double J anymore. I think she's moved on to just doing TV stuff. And what she does is she gets a famous person, usually a musician, an artist, a singer, and she'll give them a theme. So she'll have like a word. So, for example, I will give you the example of the episode with Darren Hayes.
Okay.
She said, your theme is heal.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a lot about his life, the music, like growing up of him. His dad was a real drunk, apparently.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And, you know.
Actually, I do remember that.
I actually don't think I knew anything about him. And him, I mean, Darren Hayes, not his dad. And him and I think his siblings staying awake to see what time the dad would come home and if they had to run out away from the house with their mum kind of thing. And him growing up and also in Savage Garden trying to pretend he wasn't gay.
Yeah. I remember the Savage Garden persona was so different to what we found out about Darren Hayes many, many years later. And I was like, oh, I guess you needed the persona because society was expecting it back then. But at the same time, maybe us real people didn't care.
We didn't care. We
would have accepted you anyway because we loved your songs.
Music.
Yeah.
He has not kept in contact with Daniel.
Did he marry Yumi Steins?
No, the guy from.
Oh, yeah.
From another band, Deb. No, he married, I think, one of the members of
High Five,
yes.
That's right.
And he just didn't like the fame. He didn't like the limelight. And Darren was like, look, we could never have continued Savage Garden because it wasn't good for him. Darren, no, what's his name? Daniel or whatever. There doesn't seem to be any sort of
animosity.
Yeah, and none at all. It was just, this is just what happened.
Well, they also got fame. They also sold millions of records.
They
achieved what they needed to do.
Mm. So anyway, the music that he chose, the 5 songs, were about healing. Shania Twain was in there. And funnily enough, I was watching this.
Do they have to do it off the top of their head? Or?
No.
Yeah, they've planned it. Okay.
And it's a really fun thing for them. You can tell that they've spent a lot of time thinking about what these 5 songs are going to be. They're all like, yeah, okay, so I picked this one because of this reason. And one of Shania's was, of course, Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
And I watched it the week that Dolly, like,
Dolly passed.
A couple of days before Dolly Parton died.
Gosh.
Yeah. Peter Garrett was in there as well. A lot of his was about Indigenous artists. David Byrne, who is in Talking Heads, so that, you know, remember in Revenge of the Nerds? Burning down the house, that guy.
Mm.
And as far as I got up to episode 5. I watched Jacinta Ardern, who I can't remember what her
word was.
No, I can't remember right now, but she had some really different, interesting music that kind of spoke about more times in her life. Like, at this time in my life, I was listening to this kind of music. At this time in my life, this is what, or when this happened, this big global thing happened, this is the song that
was in my head.
Yeah, yeah. There are a couple more left, people that I don't really know, but I don't think it matters.
No.
Because it's just interesting.
I find that about music docos. It doesn't really matter who it is. Matter.
Yeah.
If it's interesting.
You'll keep watching it. Do you want a quiz?
Yeah, is it about Isla Fisher?
How did you know? Oh
gosh.
All right, you ready? How old is Isla Fisher?
She was born in 1976.
Ah, yes. The 3rd of February. How many episodes did she appear in on Home and Away? How many episodes of Home and Away did she appear in? Should be my sentence.
31.
Okay. I'm glad you're sitting down because she appeared in 345 of them.
Okay. I was going really high and then in my head I'm like, this is a trick question. She made a lasting impact but didn't stay very long. So I went down, 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 down.
I would never have guessed 345. And
they probably do at least 100 a year.
This goes to show you. She was in from 1994 to 97 and she managed to chalk up that many episodes. Because you can imagine how many that Ray bloke has made. Alf?
Can't count.
Nah. What year did Confessions of a Shopaholic come out?
Oh, 2003, 2006?
I would have thought earlier 2000s as well. It was 2009. That is way later than I thought. Maybe we read the book before then. Maybe that's why you and I both think it's earlier.
Hmm. Gosh, I'm not doing very well.
That's okay. You'll get this one. Where was Spa Weekend filmed?
At the Gold Coast, Australia. I Googled that during
the
movie.
You did too.
But that was after I put it
you'd
out there and
said,
I said,
yeah, you'd
I think
already
this
said,
is filmed
yeah,
in Australia.
Yeah, you made the claim.
I was just confirming.
You claimed it. She was in Wedding Crashers. Who were the male stars?
Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn.
Good job. Last question.
Blondie and Tall Man.
Yes.
That's what I think in my head.
Shaggy blonde guy and tall guy. Which Bridget Jones movie did she star in?
About a Boy?
Do you want to guess what year that came out?
2023.
Oh, 2025.
Isn't that long ago?
Yep, that's exactly it. Anyway, I've had enough about all of this because I think we need to play some Stardew Valley really quickly.
Yeah.
Should we?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, on that note, Stephanie, thank you very much.
You're welcome.